Sometimes you have to take a leap and build your wings on the way down. There's something bigger out there that's actually out there for us. And if we take that leap, it starts configuring for us.
I got Jennifer Watson on the show. And Jennifer Watson is a former D1 athlete, an All-American, turned a healer and a high-performance coach.
If you look at resilience, that is required when you take this step, because what you just said, there are ups and downs and twists and turns. The number one thing I truly believe to help you tap into resilience and ultimately take these leaps that we're talking about has everything to do with knowing how to emotionally regulate your system.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network. Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, once again to 15 Minute Friday on the Real Business Connections Network. This is where we hit you quick with some actionable business advice for overachievers like yourself. You're hungry, so we'll get right into it. But let me first say I'm pumped up. I got Jennifer Watson on the show. Check out the show notes. I was on her podcast. If you don't listen to every single episode, I actually just replayed it, so you can listen to my conversation with her. That's the last thing in your feed. If you're on the YouTube, it's in the description. But the reason I'm pumped up is that conversation was incredible, because I'm saying this from the heart. Something about you just helps me show up as my best self. You get me riled up. You get me excited. Jennifer, I'm excited to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Ben. I'm all about energy and frequency and connections with people that are aligned with you. And I believe that's where the magic happens to create epic conversations. So thank you so much for having me.
I'm going to introduce you to the audience, and then we'll get into the really good stuff in a second. But to give a quick introduction, Jennifer Watson is a former D1 athlete, an All-American, turned a healer and a high-performance coach. You have transformed from battling depression to becoming an integrative physical therapist, TEDx speaker, and international coach. Her passion lies in empowering leaders through wellness and impactful speaking. Outside of work, you like to dance, you like to run, and spend time with your loved ones. That's a quick intro, but is there anything we missed?
Oh, man. The only thing you probably missed is I used to be a rodeo clown for a dude ranch years ago. Little food for thought.
And she was a rodeo clown. I love this. I love this. I like to start with a tweetable, something we can grab your pen and pencil, because people are going to want to write down a lot of stuff. What quote can we get started with today?
Oh man, I am such a quote person. So thank you for asking me, Ben. But I think the quote that I've probably held close to my heart over the years is, sometimes you have to take a leap and build your wings on the way down. And it's something that helped me and inspired me and moved me and shifted me in ways to make a difference when it counted most for my life and for those that I work with. So
you have to take the leap and build your wings on your way down. Give us an example of one of those leaps.
You know, I'm a natural risk taker, everyone. And I know not everyone on this show maybe naturally is, but I do have to say this. When I've had the most epic moments, the greatest transformation in my life, and to be honest, the people around me, is when I was able to have that come to Jesus moment, fork in the road. Do I take the safe route? Or do I take the leap of the unknown? Sometimes they've been smaller leaps. Sometimes they've been off the cliff, holy junk, here we go. But no matter what, when I've done that high left and said, no, this is aligned with me, this is where I'm supposed to be going, when I've done that leap, when I've done that step, magic happens. And it's something that has stuck with me through all my trials, my darks, my lights, the people I've met. And I have continued to utilize that quote and continue to utilize that step and remind myself it always worked out for me when I did. Even if it looked a little different, everyone, sometimes it looks different when you finally have that success. But the fact I took that step, I was always caught. And that's why I'm here today.
You emphasize sometimes it looks a little bit different. Well, what do you mean by that?
You know, it's really interesting when I work with people, and even in my own journey, we think about things we really desire that we're scared that we need to take a leap on. But we find out one of two things, Ben, that it's really not our fear for ourselves. It's the fear of what people will say about us if we don't actually succeed. One, first and foremost. But once we head down that road and we kind of let go finally of what people think, that we may or may not be accepted or rejected, depending on how we do. Once we let that go, I find as we go down that journey, and this goes along with me, is that the things that we actually desire sometimes are not the things we actually desire. There's something bigger out there that's actually out there for us. And if we take that leap, it starts configuring for us. And it may look similar to the things that you desire, but what I have found is it's bigger. Mm-hmm. It's things I didn't even see in my limited radar. I'm like, wow, maybe I don't really want this. Only part of that, I actually want this. And if you take that leap down that road we just talked about, you start realizing that there's something maybe that's better for you, that it's not what you envisioned, but it's the thing that was meant for you that was better, more exceptional in so many ways. But you got to be willing to take at least that leap. So one, taking that leap requires us to not care about over here. I feel like that's our greatest fear for many of us. We don't want to be rejected. But then two, be open to how that success is going to come along the chain. Because in my experience and my clients' experiences, it comes out more epic than what you ever actually truly imagined at first. We limit ourselves all the time, Ben. We have a chemistry in my brain, my body that's unique to me, and yours is unique to yours, that is so brilliant. And when you harness the right tools to step out like that and allow some of this to work for you, this, my mind and my body, everybody, you're unstoppable. You are truly unstoppable. And when you get that and get the tools, you're going to get the destiny that you desire, hands down.
And who doesn't want to be unstoppable? I got my hand up. I'm imagining in that metaphor, though, I take that leap. There's a possibility that I'm going to be afraid and I'm going to panic. I'm coming down quick. Am I trained? Do I know what I'm doing? Is this going to kill me? Most scenarios, it's a metaphor. It's not going to kill us, but there's a lot of fear and imposter syndrome that could seep in. How do we remain resilient? We made the decision to make the leap. Now we need to conquer it. I presume that requires a little bit of resilience. Talk about that.
100%. It's so funny, Ben, that you asked me about resilience. It's one thing I work on with a lot of my clients, but it's my next TEDx that's coming out.
Wow.
It's really understanding. I believe, and I'm challenging the narrative on resilience. And I think we look at resilience in a very unhealthy way. In my own journey, it was very unhealthy. And what I mean by that is we look at resilience that is required when you take this step, because what you just said, there are ups and downs and twists and turns. And how do you navigate all of that in a healthy resilience so you can stay on course? Yes, there's so many tools, everyone, but listen up, listen up. The number one thing I truly believe to help you tap into resilience and ultimately take these leaps that we're talking about has everything to do with knowing how to emotionally regulate your system every day of the week and twice on Sunday. Because whether you're, quote, an emotional person or not, male, female, black, white, 80 years old or 8 years old, we are guided subconsciously by our emotions, because our beliefs give us our emotions, okay, no matter what they are, good or bad. And the emotions give us physical symptoms that either stop us in our tracks and go back to what we know, or move us forward into the life we truly desire. And when you're hitting roadblocks or struggles or stumbles throughout your day, or have several weeks where you're like, I'm not sure if this is working, you better know how to break free, and digest those emotions. And when you know how to do that, all the other steps that I can name get really easy, everybody. Knowing how to get out of the weeds back into your lane and do it in a healthy, vital way without repressing and suppressing things is vital, vital to taking the step into the unknown, because you're going to have stuff come at you all the time. It's the healthy way of tapping the resilience. And when you can do that, my friend, you are unstoppable, even in the unknown.
I have like 5 million questions for you, but how do I notice that I'm in the weeds? Because We talked about this on your show. I was in the weeds for a while and I didn't even realize it. Like, how do I know that I'm in the weeds and need to make a change?
You know, that's such a great question because, you know, we're in a culture right now that I'll be honest with everybody, it's great. You know, people are becoming more self-aware, self-aware of things going on in their life. We're just seeing it more, and partially because we have more access to tools through social media and internet. So I'm going to say this, I do see more self-awareness happening among people in many aspects of their life. But I will say, when you are in the weeds and you have nothing to compare it to, you sometimes don't always know. And this is the number one thing, everybody. Your body doesn't lie. Does not lie. I'm going to say that again. Does not lie. Okay, I teach a lot in my programs about intuitive decision-making, intuitive eating, intuitive relationships. Why am I bringing that up? Because intuition is really connected to your soul purpose and your emotions. Your intuition is going to light up, heck yes, when you're doing something or around the right people or places or opportunities that are saying, yes, I want that. I want that. I want that. That is me. That is me. That is me. Or it's going to dim and go, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. It makes me feel junky. And here's the symptom of it. So when you are in the weeds and you're like, well, am I really feeling it? You guys, everyone, I'm going to ask you right now, are you feeling low energy? Are you feeling disconnected? Are you feeling that you don't count? Are you having digestive issues? Are you having headaches? Are you feeling that you're not making any movement in any part of your life? You guys, these are symptoms of you not being in your lane. They're physical, they're mental, they're spiritual. I loved 2020. Okay. It was a great opportunity to rip the freaking bandaid off on all that I'm talking about. What is my body telling me physically that is not good in my world right now? People, places, things, opportunities. Am I tired? Is my heart palpitating? Am I feeling tension in my body? Am I over drinking? Am I all these things, you guys, all it requires you to sit really quiet in your living room for 30 minutes and get super honest how you are feeling physically in your body. Don't compare it to everybody else. It's about how are you feeling? And you guys, at the end of the day, you can say, Yeah, you do. When you're willing to sit really quiet for an extended period of time and just sit. Believe it or not, you guys, I'm a neurochemist freak, okay? When you just pause, even for 5 minutes and do nothing but pause, your brain is constantly active. It's searching for answers. So if you put something in, I'm trying to figure this out. I don't know if I'm in the weeds. I actually really don't know. I've asked that to myself during times in my life. I wasn't really sure what was going on. Started giving it to me. Your brain is searching for information. You put a question in there and pause. There is power in the pause, and it will give you all the information you need. And you'll find out really quick. It doesn't take years to figure out if you're in the weeds or not. It takes 30 minutes because I'm all about rapid transformation. I believe it can happen, but you've got to be willing to sit in the yuck and see what's going on, how you're feeling physically, mentally, emotionally. Do an audit on the people you're around, the places you're around. That is a start, everyone. And it's actually a really big start. And once you get that and you start getting connected to the emotions, then you think about the people you really like, and all of a sudden you light up. Ben and I were just having a conversation. He's like, Jennifer, you light me up. You shifted my energy. I'm like, you guys, that's what it's about. Okay. He's in my world. I'm in his world. It feels good. That's my person. It's that simple, you guys. Your body doesn't lie. You don't have to make it overcomplicated. You don't have to have a physics degree. You don't have to be a millionaire yet. Just listen to this and be willing to feel the yuck and then go from there. And when you have that base, then you can start making these little steps, which, by the way, everyone, I don't like big leaps. I like the big steps because your brain and body are used to being in the weeds. So when you start doing big leaps, it's going to want to pull back more. So taking little steps, you'll start going, hey, okay, I see this. Okay, this might be a little okay. Then it starts opening up more. So when I say this stuff and you realize it, don't go and change 20 things in a day. Your body will react and it won't like that. It's more the small steps from that awareness of the weeds and moving it forward. And then that's when you're going to see the acceleration and the needle, as you say, Ben, often moving in the right direction.
So embrace the yuck, be willing to sit in it, but then use that as data to take steps towards a different direction. And what I love about this is it's so darn practical. Like, I'm happy that meditation isn't woo-woo anymore. None of this is philosophical woo-woo. This is backed by neuroscience. Am I correct?
100%. And, you know, and the thing is, I would say meditation is really key, but a lot of, so, you know, we talk, I'm going to say this, you guys, everyone, you can have a great day without a morning ritual. You can have a great day with a morning ritual. However, comma, some of the greatest leaders and consistently successful people get a morning and actually an evening ritual in there. And this is why, because of the neurochemistry behind it. But I will say with a morning ritual, some of my top things beyond meditation is movement. And I mean like jumping jacks and skipping or something, or dance. I love to dance because it moves your lymph system. So if there's physical stuff going on in your body, it helps flush it out. It moves bad emotional energy out, because emotions are energy, just like food is energy. So it hits a lot of things, physically, emotionally, mentally. So if you're a person that gets antsy about what your day is going to be like, start with movement, then go into meditation. There's a lot of different equations to a morning ritual, everybody. And it doesn't have to be 3 hours. It can be 10 minutes. I've literally woke up late sometimes where I'm like, I'm going to do something. But I'm going to tell you right now, the top two I would say is some type of meditation grounding, which we can go into, and some type of movement, even if it's not an exercise. It's just moving the junk through, okay? Because we need to do that. We are movement, and movement is movement that we need for our emotions to move through. We are our emotions, period, you guys. And we need to do that to shuffle that through, no matter what you have for that day. So I would say those are the things that I would probably do at the beginning, is start moving things through, and you can kind of start processing some of the things we're even talking about.
You're incredible. As a host, I'm in a tricky situation, because I always promise my audience to keep it concise. But personally, I could spend all week with you and I wouldn't have enough Jennifer. So we're not done yet. But one quick comment, because I want people to check out your podcast. I said to fact check me, we talked about Steve Nash, and people are going to have to listen to your podcast to hear what the heck we're talking about, or go to the previous episode. But it's true. He gave the most high fives, fist bumps, and butt slaps. So he slapped a lot of butts as well. So listen to my previous episode, which is from Jen's podcast. Subscribe to your podcast. And before we get into an assignment, how can we watch the TEDx, get more of you, hire you? You tell us, how can we have more Jen in our life?
You know, thank you so much for asking. The best way to reach me is on LinkedIn or Instagram. On Instagram, it's the Jennifer Watson. On LinkedIn, it's Jennifer Watson. And I answer everybody in my own DMs. Okay. I'm going to get connected with you. If you want to look at some, I do a lot of speaking. Yes, I've done TEDx. I have a second one coming out next year that I'm excited about. And you can go on my website, Jennifer Watson Leadership, everybody. But honestly, I'm there to connect with you, and I answer my own DMs because I want you to receive from me and receive from what we are talking about, not only on my podcast, but here. So those are the best ways to reach me. I'd love to hear from you and see how this aligned with you.
So it's fair to say you're not an AI. It's actually you there behind the keyboard.
Not that I don't use AI once in a while, but yes, sure. It is absolutely me behind the camera, the DM, the phone, all that good stuff. Absolutely.
Love it. So some homework, because I want people to implement and integrate something we talked about and take that small step that we talked about to help start changing their life. And I honestly want them to think about you when they do it, because you're the one who gave them this homework assignment, this integration assignment. Give me and the listener at home some, I'm losing my voice. I'm excited. Give me and the listener at home something that we can start as early as right now or today to make that baby step towards a better tomorrow.
I love it. And you guys, I'm going to give you some next level PhD level stuff. This is a 5 cents. Okay. Your 5 senses, everyone, plus your intuition, 5 cents step to just start getting used to what your body enjoys, being aware. We take information in 5 different ways, along with our intuition, right? Auditory, visual, what we smell, right? What we taste, right? What we feel. Okay, that's a lot combined with the intuition. What I want each of you to do this week, going into the weekend, get curious, pause for a second. Like we talked about earlier in the episode, even for 5 minutes, and ask a question. What do I like to listen to? And whatever comes to your mind, do that. What do I like to see? For me, I love sunsets. Love it. Do that. What do I like to taste? What is a favorite food of mine? You know, do that on all your 5 senses. And what I want you to do when you do that is pay attention to where you feel it, how you feel it, describe it in your body, because that is your body saying, yes, which is the final sixth sense of intuition. It's saying yes in its unique way to you. This will then be the precipice for when you go out into your impact, your career, the things that you want and your success in your life, and taking an input in your five senses with the people, places, and opportunities you have, because you've already practiced it at home. You've practiced it by getting out of the weeds and going into what makes you feel good on a five sense level. Because again, you use these five senses when you're out connecting with people, places, and opportunities, and they're connected to 90% of your creative zone. Do you think we need that for solution making? Do you think we need it for creative projects? Do you think we need it for communicating well? Do you think we need it for higher energy? Yes. So five sense step, everybody, practice that, connect with how it makes you feel. Then you can now start trying to take it out into that new venture, going down that left path and with the people, places, opportunities that are absolutely waiting for you.
Boom. You're amazing. Listener at home, send me a DM if you want a part three. That was like the between talking to you on your show and you coming on my show, probably the best part two, two-parter in human history, we'll call it. And I'm going to continue to support you. I encourage everyone at home to continue to support you as well. And thanks again for coming on the show, Jennifer. It was fun.
Thank you so much for having me, Ben.
Talk soon.